जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, गोपीजना वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी, जय गोपी जना वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी, यशोदानंदना ब्रज जन रंजना, यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यमुना तीर बनचारी, यमुना तीरा बनचारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी, जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी, यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यमुना तीरा बनचारी, यमुना तीरा बनचारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा वृंदावन चंद्र राधा वृंदावन चंद्र राधे, जय जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्रा माई, जय सुदर्शन जय गौरनिताय गौरनिताय गौरनिताय, जय गौरनिताय, श्रीनिवास गोविंद वेंकटरमण गोविंद, श्रीनिवास गोविंद वेंकटरमण गोविंद, जय जय प्रभुपाद प्रभुपाद प्रभुपाद, जय प्रभुपाद। జయ జయ గురుదేవ్ 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 జయ గురుదేవ్ నీతాయ గౌర హరి బోల్ హరి బోల్ హరి బోల్ నీతాయ గౌర హరి బోల్ గౌర ప్రేమానందే అనంత కోటి వైష్ణవ వృందకి శ్రీల ప్రభుపాదకి ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ విల్ సింగ్ ద ప్రేయర్స్ టుగెదర్ నారాయణం నమస్కృత్య నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాసం తతో జాయముదీరయేత్ నష్టప్రాయేషు అభద్రేషు నిత్యం భాగవత సేవయా భగవతీరుత్తమ శ్లోకే భక్తిర్భవతి నైష్ఠికీ కృష్ణాయ వాసుదేవాయ దేవకీ నందనాయ చ నందగోపకుమారాయ గోవిందాయ నమో నమః ఓం అజ్ఞానతిమిరంధస్య జ్ఞానాంజనశలాకయ చక్షురోన్మిలితం యేన తస్మై శ్రీగురవే నమః శ్రీచైతన్య మనోభీష్టం స్థాపితం యేన భూతలే స్వయం రూప కరామయ్యం దదాతి స్వపదాంతికం వందేహం శ్రీగురో శ్రీయుతపదకమలం శ్రీగురూన్ వైష్ణవాంశ శ్రీరూపాం సాగ్రజాతాం సహగణా రఘునాథాన్వితం తం సజీవం సాద్వైతం సావధూతం పరిజనా సహితం కృష్ణ చైతన్యదేవం శ్రీరాధా కృష్ణపాదాన్ సహగణా లలితా శ్రీ విశాఖాన్వితాంశ్చ నమో విష్ణుపాదాయ కృష్ణప్రేష్ఠాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామీనితి నామినే నమస్తే సరస్వతీ దేవే గౌరవాణీ ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాదీ పాశ్చాత్య దేశ తారిణే వాంఛా కల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపా సింధుభ్యైవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభో నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధార్ శ్రీవాసాది గౌర భక్తవృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ I beg blessings from all the senior devotees sitting there. Rupa Goswami Prabhu, Jayadev Prabhu, Rasputa Prabhu, and many other devotees can speak on this topic of deliverance of Putana. So welcome to this 9-day series on Janmashtami. And yesterday we had a opening session by His Grace Krishna Kishore Prabhu on advent of Lord Krishna. So he very beautifully covered what was the great character of Vasudev Ji. And how the concept of karma is very fluid in nature. It's not a static concept. It's a dynamic, fluid concept in nature. And how it has to be applied in a retrospect. It's not that we forefront apply karma and raise our hands. But we try our best and in retrospect that concept of karma is applied. And also we covered what is the mood of a devotee. That is not to give up the fight. So our Krishna consciousness is not a fatalistic philosophy, but it is a very, very optimistic philosophy. So that's what he covered yesterday. And today we will be seeing, we'll be discussing deliverance of Putana. So Putana pastime is a very famous pastime. Even in Bhagavatam, time to time, this pastime is referred. And this pastime has a very special significance in the life of a devotee because it awards a devotee something very, very special. Like if somebody wants to earn money, when we'll go to the markets or stock market, somebody wants to earn knowledge when we'll join universities, wants to experience some happiness or enjoyment when we'll go to some amusement park. But then why people come to temple? One reason is people want to have hope. So temple is the place, you know, which is filled with awarding hope. And this pastime narrates, you know, the hope to its ultimate extent. Like if Putana can become devotee, like there is a brief biodata of Putana I'm going to read to for the pleasure of all the Vaishnavas here. Some of the, you know, the skills and the work experience that Putana had. Okay. So some of the titles of Putana described in this 40 verses of Bhagavatam, Ghora means very hard-hearted. Jighamsaya, so word agha itself comes there. Agha means very, very sinful. So Jighamsaya means extremely, disgustingly sinful. Balaghatini and Balagni. So Balaghatini means killer of the children. Balagni. Khechari, she would fly in the sky. Mayaya. Maya means she was very, very, very clever in disguising not only form but also the intentions. That is what the Mayaya. Kamacharini. Kamacharini means she could move anywhere at her will. I mean, you will never find Putana waiting at a bus stop or, you know, applying for Ola or Uber. She just moves. That's it. That's how she moves. And the next is Asadvi. Asadvi means very, very unchaste lady. I mean, she came in the form of a mother and, you know, coming in the form of a mother to feed the poison, which like very, very, very unchaste. Like somebody wanted to give a lift. So he saw, you know, somebody wanted to have a lift. So he pretended himself as a blind man and asked for a lift. So immediately the first person, he came, he stopped, he gave him a lift. And as soon as the destination came, that person got down, opened his eyes and said, hey, how I fooled you. So this fellow told him, man, you know, you fooled me, that's one thing, but you are fooling in the disguised form of a blind man. People will lose faith not only in helping others, people will lose faith helping blind people also. So now just see, she is not coming as a blind person, she is coming as a mother. Okay, so that's why she is called as Asadvi. And the last title to her is Rudhirasana. Rudhirasana means her face was always smeared with blood of the children. So this is the biodata. And if you ask for the experience of Putana, she was employed by Kamsa and sister of Aghasur and Bakasur. What a biodata. Last line, reward. She became mother in the spiritual world. So if such Putana can become mother in the spiritual world, all of us, we have some hope. And that's what this pastime essentially awards, that, you know, giving hope in the life of a devotee. So we'll go to the verse by verse this pastime and we'll try to see some discussions. I have referred to the classes of many senior devotees and especially His Holiness Radha Govinda Maharaj. So all credit goes to all of them. So this pastime of Putana happens, it comes in the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. It's a chapter 6. And mind you, when Putana comes to Gokul, Krishna is just 6 days old. That is the age of Krishna. He's just, not even 1 week is done. He's just 6 days old. And Nanda Maharaj has gone to Mathura to pay the taxes to Kamsa. And when he is in Mathura, he is trying to avoid meeting with Vasudev. He is trying to avoid meeting with Vasudev because he knew there is a political rivalry between Vasudev and Kamsa. And Vasudev is constantly being witnessed. But somehow Vasudev tries to meet Nanda Maharaj. So he comes in the dead of the night and in a disguised form. And because many spies are trying to, I mean, we have to see the situation, right? Many spies are trying to find out where all Vasudev is going. And therefore he comes in a disguised form and he comes alone. And acharyas explain why he comes alone, because he doesn't get Devaki with him, because Devaki in front of Nanda Maharaj, she would have just bursted out, you know, because she has just lost 8 sons, you know, the 6th son, 7th is transferred, 8th is born, he's Krishna and is transferred to Gokul, just week back. And that intense experience is still there with Devaki, and it was very difficult for Devaki to conceal, you know, her motherly affection. She would have simply broken down in front of Nanda Maharaj, would have simply cried, and would have simply said that, how is my son, actually is my son, you know. So Nanda Maharaj, you know, Vasudevji, to avoid all that complications, he simply goes alone. And he comes there and, you know, he discusses. So first thing he says, my dear Nanda, I want to congratulate you because at such an advanced age, you have been awarded by a male child, you know, by a son. And in the purport it is written that, you know, Vasudev, you know, indirectly giving hint to Nanda Maharaj that actually Krishna is not your son. Okay. And then he says, you know, asks various things, how to take care. And he says, immediately you should go to Gokul because a lot of demons are going to attack there. You know, this place is a very unsafe place. Immediately go back to Gokul. So as soon as Nanda Maharaj hears this, he says goodbye to Vasudev. In the night itself, he starts for Gokul. And when he is returning to the Gokul, in the meantime, in the palace of Kamsa, there is a huge upheaval because Kamsa's now condition, you can imagine. He is waiting for the 8th child. And the 6 he has done, you know, I mean, you got 6 out of 8. 7th child is a miscarriage. So you don't know whether to count it or not to count it. Correct. So that's how Krishna is. So he is confused. And the 8th child, suddenly instead of a boy, she is a girl and he is about to kill whatever the boy or girl. She goes in the sky, reveals the form and says, you know, your killer is born somewhere else. So Kamsa is waiting for this day for 8 long years and intensely, you know, he is like terrified now. Where to find that boy? Where to find that child? And he calls all his ministers and ministers tell him that if you can't find that one child, our suggestion to you is kill all the children who are born in next last 10 days. And Kamsa finds this suggestion very nice. He says, yeah, this is the right suggestion. Now kill everyone who has born in 10 days. You know, you have factor of safety 3 more days. Okay, 50%. And, you know, then he, and as soon as a task is designed, immediately somebody flashes to your mind. So because he wants to kill the children, immediately the first name by default comes to his mind is Putana. So he calls for Putana. And Putana, given this instruction, with all this qualification and bio data, most qualified. Okay. And now with the instruction of the king, you know, she is going to go around and destroy children and eat them. She becomes extremely happy and immediately she leaves. So this is happening in the same night. Nanda Maharaj is leaving to Gokul. Vasudev is going back and Putana is also leaving. And Acharya in fact explained when Nanda Maharaj and the entourage is moving towards Gokul, Putana, they see a very huge Akriti, you know, a kind of a huge black cloud passing over. And that cloud is not a cloud, but that is actually Putana who is going towards Gokul. And this is how we come to the first verse here. Sri Shuka Uvacha Nandapati Vacha Shaurer Namrushesi Vichintayan Harim Jagama Sharanam Utpatagama Shankitaha. Shukadev Goswami continued, my dear king, while Nanda Maharaj was on the way home, he considered that Vasudev has said could not be false or useless. There must have been some danger of disturbances in Gokul. As Nanda Maharaj thought about the danger for his beautiful son, Krishna, he was afraid and he took shelter of the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So as soon as Nanda Maharaj heard this advice, you know, the sign of a great personality is that he is willing to take advice. Okay, so he immediately takes the advice. And he thanks Vasudev and becomes very much worried about Krishna. And Prabhupada writes in the purport that Harim Jagama Sharanam means that immediately he took shelter of Krishna, shelter of the Lord Hari, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Prabhupada says this is the only, you know, the only way, because this world is a padam padam vipadam natesham. This world is a place of a misery at every step. And every time, whenever a danger comes, you know, we have to take shelter of the Lord. And when the danger is going to come? Padam padam. At every step there could be a danger. And therefore one should always take the shelter of the Lord prominently by chanting his holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Next he says, Kamsena Prahita Ghora Putana Balaghatini Shishum Schachara Nighananti Purugrama Vrajadishu. Says the description of Putana is Ghora. She is very very fierce and hard hearted. And Balaghatini. Balaghatini means she is killing children everywhere. Now mind you, children are not to be killed. In fact, recently there was an Armenian man, you know, who wanted to cross over to European countries. And he picked up his child and wanted to cross over, and both of them drowned. And you know, both of them drowned, and that picture, that you know, the father embracing the child and drowned in the ocean, became world famous. I mean, you know, entire world cried, seeing at the sight of child being drowned to cross, you know, to get the asylum in European countries. Even terrorists, however bad they are, generally they will let go children. Okay, they will let go children. So killing children amongst the various sinful activities is considered most sinful. And Putana was specialized in killing children. So she is Balaghatini. And where all she was killing? Puragrama Vrajadishu. She was killing in towns, cities and villages. Everywhere she was killing around. And soon she came to the, you know, to the place of Gokul. Now as soon as Parikshit Maharaj heard this, he became very scared about Krishna. So now the third verse comes. We can recite maybe alternate verses, okay. Nayatra shravanadini rakshognani svakarmasu kuruvanti satvatam bharatur yatur dhanyas chatatrahi. My dear king, whenever people in any position perform their occupational duties of devotional service by chanting and hearing, there cannot be any danger from the bad elements. Therefore, there was no need for anxiety about Gokul while the Supreme Personality of Lord Godhead was personally present. So as soon as this was heard by Parikshit Maharaj, he became very, very concerned about Krishna. Because Parikshit Maharaj is hearing out of great affection. And while hearing, he is exhibiting various emotions. And Shukadeva Goswami could sense that now Parikshit is becoming very upset. And because Parikshit has become upset, he said, my dear Parikshit, whenever there is chanting and, you know, chanting and remembrance of the Lord, there is no bad evil things. What to speak of when the same Supreme Personality is there? So, you know, be pacified. Nothing is going to happen to Krishna. So that's how he, you know, gave solace to Parikshit Maharaj. And Prabhupada writes in the purport that one has to take to chanting to be saved from the danger. And he says that chanting should be promoted everywhere, in the family, society, neighborhood and nation. And Prabhupada said how one should not be shy to spread away the holy name. Okay, to spread the holy name, one should not think twice, should I give it or not, because that is the only way one can have it. Yeah, the next verse. Then it is said, once upon a time, Putana, Rakshasi, who could move according to her desire, was wandering in outer space, converted herself by the mystic power into a very beautiful woman and thus entered Gokula, the abode of Nanda Maharaj. Yoshitva Mayayatman Prativish Kamacharini. So she was a khechari, she could move through the sky, Kamacharini, and she just went wherever she was and she became extremely beautiful personality. Yoshitva Atma Mayaya. Now this Mayaya of Putana is also Atma Mayaya. By the mystic powers, she just changed her form. So there is no mention of Putana going to some change room, putting some lipstick or, you know, put nothing. She just thought of being a beautiful and she just changed her form into an extremely beautiful personality. And, you know, next two verses now, the beauty of Putana is going to be described. Okay. So, now somebody may ask, you know, why to describe beauty of Putana? I mean, you know, because the pastime is being spoken by Shukadeva Goswami. And Shukadeva Goswami is considered as amongst the renunciates, he is the, you know, Virakta Chudamani. He is like the top renunciate. Even in Marathi, you know, we have certain shloka. And to compare somebody about renunciation, the benchmark is always Shukadeva Goswami. You know, there is one verse, Shukasarakhe Purna Vairagya Jache. You know what I mean? Even to compare somebody, the benchmark is Shukadeva Goswami. And now this Shukadeva Goswami is going to talk about the beauty of a lady, and that lady is none other than Balaghatini. Okay. So, and the reason Acharya say, because this pastime is extremely dear to Shukadeva Goswami. We'll see why this pastime is very dear to Shukadeva Goswami. Because when Shukadeva Goswami was born, he was so reluctant to come out of his womb. He was so renounced that it is said that Shukadeva Goswami remained in the womb of mother for 16 long years. And somehow when he came out, as soon as he just walked into the forest. I mean, you know, Gaurang Sabha, that's it. Just walked in. No device, no one time, no follow up, nothing. He just born yellow PDC, I mean, you know. So, that's how he just walked out. And when Vyasadeva saw his only son walking like this, came out after 16 years, you know, he just cried out. And it is said only the trees echoed. Because when the trees drop the fruits, they are also losing their children. Similarly, Vedavyas was in the same mood of losing his child, and the trees echoed in the response. But then he very intelligently sent his two disciples, and they began to sing the beauty of the Lord. And another was the compassion of the Lord. And the pastime they quoted there was the pastime of Putana, Aho Bakiyam. And hearing that, this Brahmavadi Shukadeva Goswami became totally transformed, and he said, I want to meet that personality, Krishna, and he became a devotee. Therefore, you know, I mean, just like how we became a devotee is very dear to everyone, that is same to Shukadeva Goswami also. And because he became devotee by the virtue of hearing the pastime of Putana deliverance, he became very happy, and he was describing now the beauty of Putana. So now here, the next verse, 5 and 6, the beauty of Putana is described. Okay. And in fact, she was so beautiful, it is said, that extremely beautiful. That Putana, she was, you know, wearing very beautiful kundal, earrings. And the way she was walking and, you know, moving her, the neck in such a way that the kundal also were moving around. And the light was getting reflected from the kundal and, you know, beautifully it was decorating the hairs that Putana had. She was wearing extremely beautiful and exquisite dress. And practically she was so meticulously formed that the Vrajavasis, they began to wonder, who is this lady who has suddenly come in Vrindavan? So all the Vrajavasis, their entire attention was focused on Putana. You know, that personality was walking in. And they said, one Vrajavasi said, she must be Apsara who is coming from the Swarga. And he said, Apsara? Why Apsara will come? She must be Devakanya. And he said, no Devakanya, I think she must be Parvati. And then somebody noticed that she is neither Apsara nor Devakanya nor Parvati. She is carrying lotus in the hand. And he said, who carries lotus in the hand except goddess of fortune, the supreme, you know, the Lakshmi, she must be Rama. So they were just debating amongst themselves, you know, whether she is Devakanya, Apsara, Rama or Parvati. But she was Putana, okay. She just walked in and people just lost all their resistance. So it is said that, you know, person becomes beautiful by three things. Person may become beautiful by Vachasa. You know, vachasa, vayasa and vasasa. So vasasa means the clothing one has. And when she was inquiring about Krishna, she was speaking with such charming words that her talk was also very sweet and charming. And because she had assumed that form, vayasa, her form, you know, youthful age, that also made everything very charming. So all the beauty was as if personified within Putana, and Putana was just wandering around. And if you see some Little Krishna or, you know, Krishna and Kamsa, those kind of a movie, cartoon movies, you know, that's very nicely shown that, you know, the Vrajavasis are hitting each other looking at Putana and, you know, very nicely depicted how beautiful Putana was. So there was no question of anybody obstructing Putana. And Putana moving like this, you know, the next verse, it talks about how she entered the house of Nanda Maharaj. So here we can see, you know, so finally, after a lot of discussion, they concluded, she is Lakshmi. And they said, oh, if Lakshmi has come with flower in the hand, you know, they all were hearing maybe Krishna Rasayanam and, you know, Samudra Manthan pastime is going on. And they said that Lakshmi always goes to search for Narayan. And this lady has come to search for our Krishna, that means our Krishna must be Narayan. And like that, they were all joking around and, you know, moving on. And she was, and they finally they concluded that she is actually Lakshmi, and this is how the mood of Vrajavasis is. And it is said, Acharya explained, the Vrajavasi means they will see even Putana as a Lakshmi. Okay, so they are so pure within and without that there is no question of giving any bad. And later also we see when Putana exhibits her very ghastly form, and you know, when she becomes a 12-mile long Rakshasi and dead, they don't just get lost now, you die there. You know, they perform the last rite to Putana. I mean, 12-mile long they cut into pieces because, I mean, you know, to arrange for that kind of fire is so difficult. So they cut into pieces and perform the last. So this is what the mood of Rajavasi is. You know, when they are, so there was no question of Rajavasis being objecting Putana. Putana simply entered. And the next verse explains, Yadruchaya. By the will of the Lord, she entered, you know, the house of Nanda Maharaj. So now the, you know, the seventh verse, it talks about the activities of Putana. Balagrahastatra vichanvati shishun yadruchaya nandagrihe sadantakam balam pratichanna nijaruru tejasam dadarsha talpe gramim vahitam basi. So, while searching for small children, Putana, whose business was to kill them, entered the house of Nanda Maharaj, unobstructed, having been sent by the superior potency of the Lord. Without asking anyone's permission, she entered Nanda Maharaj's room, where she saw the child sleeping in bed, his unlimited power covered, like a powerful fire covered by the ashes. She could understand that this child was not ordinary, but was to mean to kill all the demons. So, you know. So, the Yadruchaya, because will of the Lord desired she should directly come to his house, because otherwise she would have killed other Vrajagopas. And Krishna was thinking that if all the equal people are gone, then whom with I will play. So, he arranged that she will directly come to his house. So, that's why she came. And her goal was, she was in Vrindavan, not to do some Vrajamandal Parikrama, but her goal was to find the child and destroy the child. You know, Balagni. And she came there, and this is how Krishna saved the Gopas. And then, the word used is, Balam Pratichanna Nijauru Tejasam. She realized that the child is hiding his unlimited potency. You know, and the Bhagavatam gives example, just like fire is covered by the ashes, similarly, the child was covering the energy. Now, he is compared to the fire because she is trying to pick up somebody who is actually the Kal of the Kal, correct? He is the Supreme Lord and he is going to reveal his very different form later on. And she is going to pick up, although it is covered by the ash, sometimes, you know, we have a coal which is fully, you know, red hot coal, but it is covered by ash. And somebody thinking it is ash and picks up the coal, his hand will be burnt. Similarly, she is trying to pick up Krishna to destroy herself. And you know, in Gopal Champu, the explanation comes, just like a snake, once a snake was just moving around and the snake saw a mouse sitting in a corner. So the snake immediately went there and picked up the mouse. And as soon as he picked up the mouse, he realized it's not mouse, it is mongoose. And you know, he thought it is a mouse, but it was a mongoose, and mongoose immediately killed the snake. So this is the same thing is going to happen with Putana now. She personally picked up Krishna and Krishna is going to deliver her. Okay. And it is explained that both Yashoda and Rohini, they were present that time inside the room and Putana just came. And so Bhaktivinoda Thakur in, you know, Krishna Karanamrit and Krishna Samhita, he explains what Putana represents. So he explains there that various demons in Krishna Leela, what they represent in the, you know, outside world. And Putana, he says, represents fake guru. So fake guru means that, you know, she will be always having misrepresentation. Like, you know, there was a guru who wrote about a commentary on Bhagavad Gita. And this verse came, Manmana bhava madbhakto madhya jimam namaskaru mame vaishyasi satyam te pratijane priyosime. And there are verses like this. And there continuously this fellow is writing, do not surrender to Krishna, surrender to unborn, you know, eternal within Krishna. And Prabhupada saying, you are a, you know, Prabhupada uses a very typical word there. Prabhupada said, this is a rascal. Prabhupada can use that. Okay. He said, six times me, maya, mine, you know, everything is used there. Direct mention to Krishna is there, but this still these people say there is something unborn, eternal within Krishna and not to Krishna. So, you know, this is a fake guru who represents Krishna. Another fake guru has is bewilderment. Like, you know, time to time some new wave or fad hits. Hits the material world and hits the devotee community also sometimes, you know. sometimes, you know, and there is a chance that if we are not focused on Krishna, we may be carried away by the upadharma. It could be the way of bhavishya, wave of vastu, wave of this, and you know, there are so many, you know, I mean, just waves just keep on hitting one after another. I mean, it's the material world, the wave is, I mean, so putana represents that. One should be careful with the latest ongoing wave. Okay, of course, it's not that, you know, it's all bad or wrong, but at the same time, it should not eclipse our devotional service. And third thing, it is said that fake guru also distracts by his appearance. That there are many times there could be a fake guru who would be appearing in a different clothing, just like putana is appearing in different clothes. Okay, and looking very attractive. But inside they have this heart, and what they are giving is nothing but shunyavad, bhogavad and mayavad. So one has to protect oneself, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, that from this, you know, the fake guru who is representing, you know, putana in this world. And the next very famous verse comes, that seeing what did Krishna do? Vibuddhyatam balakamarikam graham characharatma sa nimilishatekshanaha anantamaropyankamattamankatam yathoragam suptam buddhirajjubhi. Lord Sri Krishna, the all-pervading super soul, lying on the bed, understood that putana, a witch, who was expert in killing small children, had come to kill him. Therefore, as if afraid of her, Krishna closed his eyes. Thus, putana took upon her lap him, who was to be her own annihilation, just as unintelligent person places a sleeping snake on his lap, thinking that the snake was to be a rope. So, you know, as soon as Putana entered, Krishna saw Putana. Sorry, Putana saw Krishna, but Krishna did not want to see Putana, and he closed his eyes. And now Vaishnava Acharyas, they give elaborate commentary on why Krishna closed his eyes. Okay, why Krishna closed his eyes? So there are 16 reasons why Krishna closed his eyes. Okay, even if we remember one reason for one round, our 16 rounds will go on without closing the eyes. Okay. So the first reason Acharya say, putana represents avidya. And avidya cannot stand glance of Krishna. Krishna Surya Sama, Maya hai andhakar. Yahan Krishna tahan nahi maya radhikar. So Krishna thought, if I open my eyes, putana will go away. So he closed his eyes. The second it said, putana is Balagni Rudhirasana. She was killer of the children, and she took special pleasure in putting the blood of children around her face. And Krishna did not want to see such a disgusting lady, closed his eyes. Second reason. Third reason, it is said that Krishna closed his eyes to think, what is the great fortune of this putana that she came all the way to Vrindavan directly to the house of Nanda Maharaj. So he did not see apparently any good thing in putana right away. So he thought that let me check her previous lives. And thinking like this, he closed his eyes. And Garga Samhita explains that in previous life, putana was a kind of a devotee, Ratnamala. She was, you know, the sister of Bali Maharaj. And when she saw Vamanadev, Lord Vamana, taking away the kingdom from Bali, first time when she saw Vamanadev, she felt that, oh, I want to have a child like this. He was so attractive. But when he took away the kingdom of Bali, you know, maybe Rakshabandhan was just over that day. The Ratnamala became so upset, and she said that if I had a child like this, I would have killed him. So she had a mixed desire to have Krishna as a child and to kill him also. And that's why she was being sent as putana. So this is the reason why Krishna closed eyes. Fourth reason Acharya say that Krishna thought at the prospects of drinking milk from such a ghastly lady. Because Krishna has drank milk only from Rohini and Yashoda. And now he thought that I have to drink milk from putana. You know, devotees, how scared they are with onion garlic. And Krishna had to drink the milk from the consumer of what is because onion garlic. You know, she used to fry, you know what. And Krishna was thinking that this milk I have to drink. He closed this. Just like, you know, when children, when they have to take some very khatta medicine, Karela juice, they will close their eyes, you know, and they will take that medicine. Similarly, to drink that milk, which was like a, you know, very, very kadava for Krishna, Krishna simply closed his eyes. Fifth reason Acharya say is that all the living entities lie in the belly of the Lord. Correct, Damodara, he is the supreme personality within whom everything is contained.
And when all the living entities saw Krishna is going to take the poison halahal from Putana, they began to shout from within, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram Hare. To pacify them, he closed his eyes. Okay, this is the fifth reason. Next reason it is said, Krishna was thinking, I appeared in Vrindavan to eat makhan. But the first plate coming to me is halahal. So he was thinking what to do now. And as soon as he thought of halahal, he thought his own devotee, Lord Shiva. And he said, oh Lord Shiva, this is your plate. But somehow it has come to me. And thinking of Lord Shiva, it is said that Krishna closed his eyes. Seventh reason it is said, Krishna was not very happy with the prospect of killing the first demon being a lady. And he was thinking, the last incarnation also as a Ram, I had to kill Tratika. This incarnation, Putana. And then he became very upset and you know, he closed his eyes. This is what Krishna thought. And now Acharya explain what the eyes thought. Right. So the eighth reason it is said, the eyes, when they looked at the eyes of Putana, you know, so they felt, because Putana's eyes were decorating body of Putana, they felt disgusting. You are disgusting eyes. You and we are of the same jati. What is the jati? Eyes. But instead of decorating the Lord, you are decorating the body of Putana. We don't want to see you. They closed themselves. Another reason, it is said, ninth reason, that Krishna's eyes represent Chandra and Surya. And it is said, whenever there is a glance of the Lord or the consort of the Lord upon the devotee, correct? That's why we come to temple also, one of the reason, that one attains all good fortune. So one will attain the Surya Gati or Chandra Gati, and when we'll have a very high destination. And the eyes did not want to give any gati to this Putana. They said, we will neither give Surya Gati or Chandra Gati. Let Krishna handle whatever it is. We want to close ourselves. The next reason Acharya say, Krishna's eyes are like Rajahamsa. And Putana's one name is Baki. Correct? Aho Bakiyam. Krishna Prabhu says very nicely. He says Baka. And sister of Baka is Baki. Correct. So Putana is Baki. And the deeper meaning is why Baki? Because this Bagala, he will go to the, you know, he will go to the pond and stand as if he is standing in a meditation, but his actual meditation is catching the fish. And that's what this Baki was. She was looking like, you know, standing in a meditation, but actual meditation was to kill Krishna. And the eyes felt, we are Rajahamsa and she is Baki, and it's not a right match. You know, Rajahamsa is looking at Baki. They closed themselves. 11th reason Acharya say, that Krishna was not very happy with Putana, that she disguised as a mother and came. She would have come as a demon and, you know, killed Krishna, that is one thing. But because she came as a mother, Krishna felt that she is a, you know, disgrace to the word mother. Therefore, he closed his eyes. 12th reason it is said, Krishna thought, ye yatha mam prapadyante. You are coming to cheat me, I will also cheat you. And therefore, he closed his eyes. 13th reason it is said, the Lord has two kataksha. One kataksha of the Lord is Karuna kataksha. And another kataksha of the Lord is Ugra kataksha. So Lord was thinking, if I put a Karuna kataksha on Putana, you know, the glance of compassion, how can I kill her? And if I put the Ugra kataksha on her, you know, the glance of anger, she will be burned to ashes. So what to do? Past time will not happen. So he said, better to close the eyes. Okay. The 14th reason it is said, Putana actually wanted to kill the Vrajagopas. And Krishna could not tolerate that thought. Krishna could not tolerate the sight of somebody who is thinking to harm a devotee. Krishna said that I don't want to see the face of somebody who thinks wrong about a devotee, thinking like this. He closed his eyes. And next is explained, Krishna's glance reveals everything. So if Krishna would have glanced on Putana, Putana's Bhishan Akruti would have been revealed in front of everyone. And the pastime would not have continued. Krishna closed his eyes. And finally Krishna, he says, you know that very famous dialogue people have. Putana came as mother of Krishna, but Krishna says, you know that, Rishte mein hum tumhare baap lagte. I mean, it is Krishna was saying, Aham Bija Pradapita, I am the seed giving father. And as a father, you are my child. And Krishna did not want to see the intense suffering that Putana is going to suffer in next moments. To avoid watching the suffering of Putana, Krishna closed his eyes. Correct. So these are the 16 reasons Acharyas explain that, you know, why Krishna closed his eyes. And now, you know, there are some words come there, Sarvatma, Sarvatmana. Sarvatmana means Krishna is the super soul, and he not only knows the action, but it is said he also knows the intentions of people. And other words is Charachara Atma. Charachara Atma means that the highest compassion of the Lord is Chara and Achara living entities, moving and non-moving. He is going to remain as a, you know, the Antaryami Paramatma in the heart of the devotees. Okay, and that's how it is said that Krishna prepared for this. And the next verse, 9th, Putana, Rakshasi's heart was fierce and cruel, but she looked like a very affectionate mother. Thus she resembled a sharp sword in the soft sheath, you know, Kosha Parichida Sivat. Although seeing her within the room, Yashoda and Rohini, overwhelmed by her beauty, did not stop her, but remained silent because she treated the child like mother. Now here, this is very nice verse actually. Tam tikshana chitta ativama chistita. That when Putana picked up Krishna, she was dealing with Krishna so affectionately. Alele, Krishna, you know, and then throwing Krishna up. And she was so affectionate, speaking so nicely, that Mother Yashoda felt, who is real mother of Krishna? I mean, she was so affectionate, so charming, so nice looking, so sweet speaking, that Mother Yashoda was thinking that, if at all I had this kind of affection for Krishna, ativama chestita. And there is a saying, ati bhakti, chore lakshan. Okay, but the Vrajavasis are so simple hearted, they felt that Putana is so nice. You know, Yashoda and Rohini, they were thinking like this, that, you know, and then, you know, she was feeling that, if at all I can get more association with Putana, I will learn how to be a good mother from Putana. Who is thinking like this? Yashoda. Okay. So this is, she was not knowing, she is Kosha Parichada Sivat. Kosha Parichada Sivat means, she was a sharp, deadly sharp sword covered with a makhmal cloth. So it is the intentions of Putana are compared to the sword, and the appearance of Putana is compared to the very beautiful cloth around. And you know, Krishna became very angry with her. And it is said the 10th verse, you know, Tasmin Stanam Durjara Virya Dulbanam. Durjara Virya. The halahal that she had put on her breast was Durjara, means uncounterable. And Krishna, when saw this, okay, Ghoranka Madaya Shishor Dadavata Gadham Karabhyam Bhagavan Prapidyatat Pranai Samam Roja Samanvito Rosha Samanvitopibat. So Krishna became extremely angry. And as soon as Putana picked up the child and, you know, wanted to breastfeed, Krishna personally caught hold of Putana's breast angrily and started sucking the milk, Roshavat. Acharyas also explained that Roshavat means, actually one way is Lord Shiva was drinking the poison and Krishna was drinking the milk. Some rasika commentary. Okay. So that's why the word Rosha comes. Rosha is a, you know, the name of Lord Shiva also. So Krishna began to drink, and he drank poison, he drank milk, and he drank the life air also. And when Krishna just sucked the life like this, Putana began to shout in great pain. You know, the next verse it comes, Sa muncha muncha malamiti prabhashini Nishpidyamana akhila jiva vartmani Nivritya netre charanam bhujamuhu Prasvinna gatra kshipati rurodaha. Unbearably pressed in that very vital point, the demon Putana began to cry, leave me, suck my, you know, suck my breast no longer. Perspiring, her eyes became wide open, her arms and legs failing, and she cried out loudly again and again. So Jesus began to cry, you know, cry like. So it is said that when Krishna holds on to something, he will not easily leave it. So it is said, once a devotee, always a devotee. Because we don't know whether how tightly we are holding Krishna, but as soon as Krishna holds us, he will not let us go. So, you know, now it's too late, by the way. Okay. So when Krishna holds somebody, Krishna holds very tightly. He never lets somebody go. It is said, and then that is one, when Krishna holds. Another thing is, when Krishna does any activity, he does it to its perfection. Supremely perfection. Like, you know, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he became a devotee. He revealed his being a devotee. And he went to Ishwarapuri, took that, you know, the mantra. And he began to chant. And the effect of that mantra was so big that Mahaprabhu, you know, he went to Ishwarpuri and he said a very nice, his condition. He said, Kiba mantra dila gosai, kiba tarabal, japite japite mantra karila pagal. He said that when he was chanting, he was in so much ecstasy that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu just went on mad by chanting the holy names. Because when Lord does, he does to its perfection. He sets the benchmark, ultimate benchmark. So there was no question of, so Putana just revealed her form and she just flew in the sky. And Acharya explained why she flew in the sky. If she would have walked, she would have destroyed entire Vrindavan, you know, the Gokuldham. And so many Vrajavasis would have been killed under her feet. To avoid that, Krishna just inspired her to fly in the sky and she just flew and fell in the pasturing grounds with huge form. And Bhagavatam explained the form of Putana was 12 mile long. Okay, 12 mile means from here to Chivajanagar. In case you want some comparison, okay. That was the form of Putana. And the hair of Putana, they went on for, you know, very red, hot, coppery hair, they went on for 1 mile. From till Kataraj, okay. So, this is how the Putana, you know, just revealed her form. And, you know, she just died. And when Putana fell down, you know, it is said that the next verses, we'll just read the translation. We'll close in another 10 minutes. As Putana screamed loudly and forcefully, the earth with its mountains, outer space with its planets trembled. The lower planets and all directions vibrated and people fell down fearing that the thunderbolts were falling on them. In this way, the demoness Putana, very much aggrieved because of her breast being attacked by Krishna, lost her life. O King Parikshit, opening her mouth wide and spreading her arms, legs and hair, she fell down in the pasturing ground in her original form as a Rakshasi, as Vritrasura had fallen when killed by the thunderbolt of Indra. O King Parikshit, when the gigantic body of Putana fell to the ground, it smashed all the trees within the limit of 12 miles. Appearing in a gigantic body, she was certainly extraordinary. So this is how she just fell down and everything began to vibrate because of the huge personality coming, crashing down on earth. And they remembered always when such thing happens, you will always see that, you know, the remembered personality is Vritrasura. Because, you know, Bhagavatam wants to remember, Shukadeva Goswami wants to remember Vritrasura time to time. So, you know, very lovingly, Vritrasura is referred here, just like the great devotee Vritrasura fell down by the thunderbolt of Indra. The next verse, 15, 16 and 17, now describe the beauty of Putana. Now, okay. So, after the operation from Krishna, so it is explained, the Rakshasi's mouth was full of teeth, each resembling the front of a plow. Her nostrils were deep like the mountain caves. Her breast resembled the big slabs of the stones falling from a hill. The scattered hair was that of a color of a copper. The sockets of her eyes were deep, like the deep blind wells. Fearful thighs resembled like the banks of river. Her arms, legs and the feet resembled like the big bridges. And her abdomen appeared like the dried up lake. The hearts, ears and heads of the cowherd men and women were already shocked by the Rakshasi screaming. And when they saw this fierce wonder of her body, they became even more frightened. So, you know, this is the form. Actually, now, you compare this with the previous form, the way she came, you know, the way she revealed herself. But this was the form of Putana actually. And then now, their query was, where is the child? How is the child? So, the next verse. Without fear, the child, Krishna, was lying on the upper portion of Putana Rakshasi's breast. And when the gopis saw the child's wonderful activities, they immediately came forward with great jubilation and picked him up. And then they began to, you know, the next text 20 and 21 talks about how they purified the child. Immediately they took the cow tail, you know, and nazar utarna. They were removing the bad elements. They just moved around the, you know, the transcendental body of the Lord. They bathed the child. What is the age of the child? 6 days, please remember, 6 days. They bathed the child with Gomutra. They applied tilak on 12 places with the, you know, the cow dung. They bathed the child with the dust, which is from the, you know, the hoofs of the feet of the cows. So much of cow-centered culture was there in Gokul. And then they felt, now the child is very safe. So the putting of a tilak is very important. Even Krishna was put 12 tilaks with, you know, the cow dung. And, you know, they began to chant the protecting mantras. So these are very famous mantras. that how they began to chant the protecting mantras. Prabhupada writes in the purport, Indians have forgotten these mantras and they are simply busy in sense gratification. Prabhupada writes. Okay. So, we'll now just recite these verses, very beautiful verses. And it is said that when somebody is in problem, they should recite these verses. And especially for when the child is in problem, these verses should be recited. And these verses, Vrajavasis recited to protect Krishna, by the way. Okay, so 22nd. Avyada jongri mani manstava janvathoru. Yadnyo chuta katitatam jataram hayasya. Ritkesha vastvad urai shainastu kantham. Vishnur bhujam mukhamurura krama ishvarakam. Chakragratas sahagado harirastu paschan. Tvat parshva yoduran rasi madhuha janasya. Koneshu shankha urugaya upari upendra. Takshakshitau haladara purusha samanta. Indriyani rishikesha. Prananarayano vatu. Shvetadvipapatischittam manoyogeshvarovatu prushnigaravastute buddhis atmanam bhagavan parah kridantam patu govinda shayanam patu madhavah vrajantam avyad vaikuntha Asinam tvam shriyapatihi Bunjanam yadna bhukpatu Sarvagraha bhayankaraha. So the gopis, they began to chant the various names of the Lord and to protect the various parts of the Lord. We can go through the translation later. That, and essentially it's all about, you know, that's why we put the tilak all around. That, you know, this, so tilak awards a lot of protection. So one way to look at tilak is, the two lines of tilak represent the wall of the temple and the tulasi represents the shikhar of the temple. And when you chant a mantra, the Lord is blessed by chanting the mantra within that place. Om Keshavaya Namaha, Om Narayanaya Namaha, Madhavaya Namaha, Govindaya Namaha. And that's how the tilaka, you know, has the complete protection it is awarded. So it is said that if one is not able to put the tilak, at least one should put the water tilak. Of course, one can put another 11th tilak, but, you know, considering the modern situation. But tilak should be always there. And even Krishna is, you know, being put on the tilak. And the next verses talk about how the Vrajavasis, you know, then Nanda Maharaj came back and then they began to narrate this entire pastime to Nanda Maharaj. And Nanda Maharaj began to wonder, really, Vasudeva must be a very mystic personality. He told me just now and the same thing has happened. And, you know, his appreciation for Vasudev increased. And the Vrajavasis, they decided to perform last rites to Putana. They felt that she has come to Vrindavan and in a way she is Atithi of Vrindavan. See, look at the mood of the Vrajavasis. Huh? And she said, Atithi cannot go like this. We could not offer her anything and she has died here. At least perform the last rites. So they cut her body into different parts and perform the last rites. And when her body was being burned, it is said a very, very fragrant smell of Agaru started coming because she was purified by the touch of the Lord. So here we see how, you know, the mood of the devotees also we can see. So this is what the mood of the Lord. And, you know, we will conclude with two more things. That this pastime is a very famous pastime. You know, and the verse which is off comes here, which Shukadeva Goswami heard, was 3.2.23. Can we go? So, you know, palindrome verse, you know, 3.2.23. So, if you look from here, this side also, it is 3.2.23. You know, some maths fun for to you. Okay. So, this verse, we'll just recite this. And when Shukadeva Goswami heard this verse, he just decided that, bas, kuch nahi, I want to join ISKCON, you know. He just became a devotee there, instantly. Not only that, when Vidura and Uddhava, they met, Uddhava was in great separation. And one of the final pastimes that Uddhava is remembering, and in front of Vidura, very, very intense discussion between both of them. It is said that Vidura, prema vivalo, Vidura just began to cry loudly out of love. And the pastime, Uddhava was telling him, was this pastime and this particular verse. And also in Chaitanya Leela, this verse comes that, when Pundarik Vidyanidhi, who is incarnation of Vrishabhanu Maharaj, he was a very, relaxed personality and very gorgeous appearance. And Gadadhar Pandit, who is Radharani herself, he began to doubt, what kind of dude is this? He's just so relaxed, just moves around BMW as, putting cap, having some goggles and, on WhatsApp. So, he was having some doubts. And then Mukunda took him, and as soon as Pundarik Vidyanidhi was sitting like this on a jhula, people were doing chamar to him, he chanted this verse. And when he heard this verse, he just went to ecstasy. He just began to, Chaitanya Bhagavat explains that he just began to tear off everything and, just displayed such uncontrollable ecstasy that Gadadhar Pandit said that he is my guru. He just accepted Pundarik Vidyanidhi as a guru. So this is the verse. Okay, we'll just recite this. Aho bakiyam stanakalakutam jigham sayapaya tatapiya sadhvi lebhe gatim datrimuchitam tatonyam kamba dayalum sharanam vrajema kambadayalum sharanam vrajema kambadayalum sharanam vrajema. So this is the Lord's compassion is explained here. How compassionate is the Lord? One explanation is Lord is like a touchstone. What is a touchstone? It is said that if the iron comes in contact with touchstone, touchstone is not going to see which iron this is. If it is a knife from the, deity room which is cutting the fruits to offer to the Lord, or it is the knife in the hands of a butcher who is killing hundreds of animals a day, touchstone doesn't think anything. Touchstone, as soon as the knife comes in touch with the touchstone, it becomes gold. Similarly, Putana, Krishna did not see anything in Putana. And the second it is said, touchstone, it will not mind how the iron is coming to it. You take an iron and just throw it on touchstone. Thrown on touchstone and hits the touchstone, it will become gold. If you take iron and softly touch the touchstone, it will become a gold. You take iron and rub on touchstone, it will become a gold. So the Lord is not going to see who is coming, and the Lord is also not going to see how they are coming. And here, it is explained that Putana came in such ghastly form. Krishna saw only two good qualities in Putana. First, he said, she has come to me. And second, he said, not only she came to me, she wore the Braja dress and came to me. So she was wearing the Gopa dress, Gopi dress. In a Gopi dress, she is coming to Vrindavan. Krishna simply gave her, lebhe gatim dhatrim uchitam tatonyam. Krishna gave her the position of mother in the spiritual world. So in the spiritual world, there are three mothers of Krishna. One is Yashoda, another is Devaki, and third is Putana Mata Ki Jai. Putana, she is there right away. And later on, it is very beautifully explained when Aghasur came. Of course, Aghasur did not know what happened to Putana. Aghasur simply knew my sister went to feed the milk and this fellow killed her. That's what Aghasur's interpretation was. And when Aghasur became so angry, and she said, Putana, you don't worry, I will kill this Krishna. And when Aghasur came to Vrindavan, very beautiful this is. When Aghasur came to Vrindavan, Krishna felt, Aghasur is coming to revenge Putana, and Putana is now already a devotee. That means Aghasur is devotee of my devotee. And he said, devotees are so dear to me. What to speak of a devotee of my devotee, Agha? And as soon as he said that Putana, I just sucked the breath. Aghasur, he just entered, entire body of Aghasur, he just went inside, move around the body and delivered him. Krishna Bhagavan ki. So the path of Krishna consciousness, we said, is Shubha Panta. It is purely auspicious. Purely auspicious. Sometimes we may go through any ups and downs. Sometimes we may have some, counselor may be saying, donate karo, book distribute karo, something like that. We may have some. But ultimately, this path is Shubha Panta. It's complete auspiciousness. And this, you know, we have to continue with this path. And then Shukadeva Goswami, you know, finally says, if this is the destination to Putana, what to speak of those who are chanting his names? Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, 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 Hare. Saying, what is the destination to those who are chanting his name lovingly? And then Uddhava also says, my dear Lord, you are not a good businessman. Apparently, you appeared in the Vaishya family, but you are not a good Vaishya, he is saying in one of the light discussion. He is saying, when Putana came, you avoided being mother. When your devotee is going to come, what is there with you to award? And Krishna says, I will award myself to them. Okay. Krishna Bhagavanaki. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.